welcome, everybody. This is Spanish Pod, and this is a newbie lesson today. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Hey, what's the name of our lesson today?
The name is How Do You Spell Beige?
How do you spell beige?
Yes.
Now, that is a very important thing to know how to spell in Spanish.
Definitely.
Beige. Beige. Is that a Spanish word, beige?
Yeah, it's the same. We use the same.
Beige. Wow. I guess it came from French.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. So beige. None of us are original in this.
No.
In this word, beige.
We took it from the French.
We did. All right. So how do you say, how do you spell?
¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe? Now, that literally, that means how do you write?
Yeah.
All right. But that's the same question, right? How do you write? How do you spell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, piece of cake. So why does somebody want to know how to spell beige? What's going on in our dialogue today?
Well, in fact, it's maybe someone that is writing a letter, a dialogue, or just wants to use the color and he doesn't really know how to spell. So
it is a tricky word to spell.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're right, because it's kind of Frenchy.
Yeah, you know the French.
Yeah.
They're spelling with their own French ways.
Yeah, it's so difficult, right? But anyway, the key word, it's another one. It's not beige.
Okay.
The key word is B de burro.
B de burro. Now,
yes.
That is like B as in burro is donkey, right?
Burro, yes.
Burro. All right, but we don't say that in English. That doesn't work, so because donkey begins with a D.
Yeah.
So in English, we say something like B as in boy or B as in Bob.
Really?
Yeah, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's easy. That made my life easy. Sometimes I'm like, B as in Barbara. And
B as
like,
in
what?
Well, okay. That'll work too, but B as in Bob or B as in
boy.
As in boy. But in Espanol, B de burro.
B de burro. That's right. That's the keyword.
Excellent. Folks, listen for that keyword as you're going to hear this dialogue three times. Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
Tengo una pregunta.
Dime.
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
El color se escribe con B de burro, E, I, G, E.
Gracias.
Second time.
Tengo una pregunta.
Dime.
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
El color se escribe con B de burro, E, I, G, E.
Gracias.
Third time.
Tengo una pregunta.
Dime.
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
El color se escribe con B de burro, E, I, G, E.
Gracias.
All right, folks, I hope you were listening for that keyword, B de burro. Now, let's go into the translation of this dialogue. Here we go.
Tengo una pregunta.
I have a question.
Tengo una pregunta.
I have a question.
Tengo una pregunta. Dime.
Yes?
Dime.
Tell me.
Dime, ¿cómo se escribe beige?
How do you write beige?
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
How do you spell beige?
¿Cómo se escribe beige? El color se escribe con P de burro, E, I, G, E.
The color? You write with B as in boy, E, I, G, E.
El color se escribe con B de burro, E, I, G, E.
The color, you write it with B as in boy, E-I-G-E.
El color, se escribe con B de burro, E-I-G-E. Gracias.
Thanks.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
All right, let's look at these sentences in a little closer detail. Let's start with the first sentence, which is, I have a question. Now, this is a super important thing to say if you're learning Spanish and you don't know a word, or even if you have a question in class or anything. So let's, how do you say, I have a question?
Tengo una pregunta.
Tengo una pregunta. Okay, mm-hmm. Now the verb is
tengo.
Tengo, which is I have, right?
Tener,
right? It's the dictionary form is tener. But I have is
tengo.
Tengo. Okay? And so this person says, I have a question.
Tengo una pregunta.
Una pregunta. Now, the word for question?
Pregunta.
Pregunta. And a question?
Una pregunta.
Una pregunta. Okay, so I have a question.
Tengo una pregunta.
Tengo una pregunta. Folks, I hope when you're listening that you're repeating this also so you can get your mouth used to how to say these exotic Spanish words. So, one more time. I have a question.
Tengo una pregunta.
Tengo una pregunta. And then the answer is yes, or we translate it as tell me.
Dime.
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 Dime. Dime literally means tell me, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And it comes from the infinitive...
Decir.
Decir, right? Yes. Decir, to tell, all right? Now, in English, if someone says, I have a question, you don't say, tell me. In English, you say, yes, or what is it? Yeah. But in Spanish, this is a normal way to say it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, if somebody has a question, I have a question. Dime.
Dime.
Right. Now, the question is, how do you write beige?
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
¿Cómo se escribe beige? Now, which word means how?
¿Cómo?
¿Cómo? All right? Mm-hmm. It's a question word. It means how. Beige obviously means beige.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I did the first word and the last word. Now let's look at the middle. How do you say you write?
Se escribe.
Se escribe. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm looking at the grammar of this... of these two words, and I think I'm going to have to talk about that later in the grammar section. But for now, I want you to think, se escribe means you write, all right? So let's put it all together. How do you write beige?
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
¿Cómo se escribe beige? All right, and it's the same question. How do you write or how do you spell, all right?
Mm-hmm.
¿Cómo se escribe beige? And the person asks, the color?
El color.
El color. No, the word for color is?
Color.
Color.
Masculine,
right.
El color.
El color, the color.
Yes.
Excellent. It looks just the same as in English.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Can I get away with saying el color?
No.
No, sorry. El color. All right. Okay, now how do you say you write? We already know. But tell me once again, how do you say you write?
Se escribe.
Se escribe. Okay.
Yes.
So you write it with, which is?
Con.
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 Okay. Now, B is in donkey.
B de burro.
B de burro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We would say B as in boy, but they say B as in donkey.
Mm-hmm.
How about E?
E. I. G. E.
E. I. G. E.
Yes.
All right. Now, those are the Spanish letters, folks, because when you spell in Spanish, you can't use the English letters.
No, definitely not.
All right. So, one more time. Can you tell us how to spell beige?
Se escribe con B de burro. E. I. G. E.
All right. Now, Liliana, I just thought of something that might be a little bit confusing to our listeners, especially if they are English speakers. Now, how do you say E?
E.
E.
Yes.
And how do you say I?
E.
E. Oh, my goodness. And that's just how you say it, right?
Yeah.
All right, folks, I don't have a lot of explanation for you, but if you go to our pronunciation guide on SpanishPod.com, you'll be able to find out what the letters' names are and how exactly they sound in Spanish, all right? So let's move on. The person finds out how to spell beige, they write it down, and then they say thanks.
Gracias.
Gracias.
That's right.
Gracias. Gracias means thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you say we listen to that dialogue again 3 more times?
Dialogue. First time.
Tengo una pregunta.
Dime.
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
El color se escribe con B de burro, E, I, G, E.
Gracias.
Second time.
Tengo una pregunta.
Dime.
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
El color se escribe con B de burro, E, I, G, E. E.
Gracias.
Third time.
Tengo una pregunta.
Dime.
¿Cómo se escribe beige?
El color se escribe con B de burro, E, I, G, E.
Gracias.
All right, folks, it's grammar time, and I put it off at first, but now I want to talk about those two words, se escribe.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sound effects by Liliana. All right. Now, se escribe in English, it means, we translate it as you write. How do you write? And it's not really you, it's just you.
Yes.
Right? It's just how does one write that? Now, in Spanish, it's the grammar is a little different, but I don't want to give you a complex about it. But tell us one more time how you ask this question.
¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe?
Yes.
Literally, folks, the most literal translation is, how does it write itself? Okay, how does it write itself? And then we do a couple mental gymnastics, and that gets us to how do you write, all right? Now, don't worry about the grammar at this point. We just want you to be able to ask the question, all right? So, how do you spell?
¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe? All right, ¿cómo se escribe? All right, folks, that's all the grammar I can stand to do today. So, so let's move on. Why don't we practice using that word?
Definitely.
¿Cómo se escribe? So, I ask you a question, Liliana.
Okay. Spelling bee time.
Spelling bee. ¿Cómo se escribe gracias?
Se escribe G R A C I A S.
Gracias.
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 Was that right?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. I don't know.
No, I wasn't paying attention. It was.
Excellent. Okay, why don't you ask me one?
Okay. This is going to be your challenge.
Oh.
¿Cómo se escribe parangaricutirimícuaro?
Paranguritiquiris. Okay. I can't spell that word. What is that word? Can you say it again?
Parangaricutirimícuaro.
I shouldn't even try.
Please, someone, okay, people that are listening, this is the challenge. If you can decipher this big word, I mean, I invite you guys to leave a comment and just try. I'm going to say it again. Parangaricutirimícuaro.
Oh my goodness. What does it mean?
It's like a tongue twister we use.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it mean anything?
Not really.
No. So something like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. All right. Now, that is quite a challenge. Now, folks, if you're not quite up to that challenge, you can do our other Spanish Pod of the Day challenge, which is just to ask someone, how do you spell something? How do you spell this? Which sounds like this.
¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe? So if you want to point to something or look at something and say, excuse me, ¿cómo se escribe?
Yes, that's
okay.
Right.
All right, folks. Well, it is time for us to say goodbye. But before we go, I just want to remind you that you can look at the dialogue, download the PDF, do some exercises if you go to our website, which is SpanishPod.com. All right? For now, hasta luego.
Hasta luego.